On the eve of her engagement to Henry Adams in February of 1872, Clover Hooper wrote a letter to her sister Ellen, recounting a dream in which the two of them had been sitting side by side, with a wall of ice between them. When Ellen married, the ice on her side of the wall melted, but Clover's ice remained in the shade, unable to thaw. "What is it?" Mary repeated, envisioning some drunk sleeping it off against the door. Baptist Alley had become a downtown lover's lane for couples looking for smooch time, drug addicts shooting up, or alcoholics deciding to nap. "It's Nadia," he managed, his voice raspy and higher than normal, as though the horror on the dead girl's face had reached up and gripped his throat.